I'm Tim Burke for the Big Rapids Radio Network. Here's the news for Wednesday evening, March 15th, 2017. A former animal control officer in Wexford County is heading to jail. Michelle Smith pleaded guilty to embezzlement charges after being accused of illegally using public funds. Smith spent over $500 of county money on gas for her own vehicle. She has been sentenced to 30 days in jail, 12 months probation, and has been ordered to pay more than $1,000 in fines and $1,000 in restitution. A former Big Rapids resident will be spending up to 20 years behind bars. Steve Gove has the story.
One man is headed to jail after being sentenced on drug charges in Mecosta County. 39-year-old Matavius Alonzo Tate of Clio was arrested back in September after police found marijuana, cocaine, pills, and more than $42,000 at his Big Rapids apartment. As part of a plea deal with prosecutors, Tate pled guilty to possession with intent to deliver cocaine, possession with intent to deliver hydrocodone, and maintaining a drug house. The rest of his charges were dismissed. Tate was also sentenced in a separate case involving drugs. Both of those sentences will run concurrently. From the News Update Desk, I'm Steve Gove reporting.
In light of the controversy surrounding President Trump's tax returns, there is now pending legislation forcing presidential candidates to disclose their tax returns before they can appear on the ballot in Michigan. Representative Vanessa Guerra says Trump's alleged conflicts of interest are why the law is needed.
There's mounting evidence that he may still be acting in his own financial interest. With his Washington, D.C. hotel and business projects all around the world, we still have many questions.
Accusations of financial conflicts of interest have dogged the president since his election. Protesters will greet President Trump today on his visit to Michigan, carrying signs about immigration, women's rights, and health care. Michigan resident Nancy Jones says she's very worried about the proposed health care reform and notes that Obamacare helped her friend whose husband suffered from Alzheimer's disease.
If that goes away for people like my friend and her deceased husband, there would be no opportunity for people like that to survive.
Pro-Trump protesters are expected as well. Under current law in Michigan, it is up to each individual lawmaker to decide whether they have a conflict of interest concerning pending legislation. It's called self-policing, and Representative David LeGrand says it doesn't work.
To self-police is not a good situation because, honest folks will come forward and talk about their conflicts and they will have conversations about them. But we don't want to create a situation where people have an active incentive to hide their own self-interest.
Some lawmakers say they want full financial disclosure. Churches across the state are providing safe spaces for illegal immigrants who fear being deported. Michigan United has partnered with nearly a dozen churches in Calhoun and Kalamazoo County, some of them in secret, to act as safe havens. Michigan United is a statewide group that advocates for immigration reform, among other things. It says it will help anyone from the West Michigan area and hopes to get some Grand Rapids area churches on board. It is also organizing similar efforts in other cities, including Detroit. The Michigan chapter on the Council of American Islamic Relations is asking local, state, and federal fire investigators and law enforcement authorities to probe a mosque fire in Michigan as a possible act of arson. The Islamic Center of Ypsilanti burned down last week in what is being termed a suspicious fire. Executive Director Dawood Walid says suspicions about the fire are heightened due to anti-Muslim community opposition to an Islamic school in the area. A lawsuit over the school was settled late last year. A soon-to-be-published report on Islamophobia in America is expected to show that 2016 was the worst year on record for incidents in which mosques were targets of bias. We'll have extra police on the lookout for drunk drivers. Starting tomorrow, the increased drunk driving patrols will hit the streets through the end of March as part of the statewide Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over crackdown. Law enforcement and sobriety court judges are meeting today to outline the legal consequences of driving under the influence. Plans for a skate park in Big Rapids are moving forward. The skate park committee met with City Manager Mark Gifford and Parks and Recreation Director Heather Bowman on Tuesday. Gifford says he's optimistic about the project.
I think we have a great group here who's interested in making a skate park happen. I really feel like this is our opportunity to make it a reality in the community.
It was the group's second meeting, and preliminary plans call for a two-pronged approach, with the first phase installing a street skateboarding portion with obstacles such as rails, park benches, and ditches. The second phase will install a bowl-type structure for vert or transition skateboarding. It was also agreed that Hemlock Park would be the best location. That's the news for Wednesday evening, March 15th, 2017. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke.